Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We'll continue the questions and answers related to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, known as Al-Itru wal-Bukhur fi seerah al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Answer by correct or false or true or false. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mocked at, received hardships and harm from the mushriks, from the pagans in Mecca. True. The mushriks used to say that he was insane. The mushriks said that he was a magician. The mushriks warned the people from getting in contact with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mushriks used to pour, fill the blanks on him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Animal guts? Yes, that's right. Fill the blanks. The uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to protect him. The uncle, fill the blanks, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to protect him. Abu Talib. That's correct. The mushriks inflicted harm upon the Muslims then in order to fill the blanks from their deen. To turn them away, to divert them, that's correct. Answer by true or false, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended that the Muslims should respond to the mushriks. False. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended that the Muslims should persevere and be patient, seeking reward from Allah. From those who forbear the harm of the mushriks was Bilal bin Rabah. From those who forbear the harm of the mushriks was, fill the blanks, bin Yasir. Ammar bin Yasir. That's right. The first woman martyr in Islam was? Fill the blanks. نعم. سمية بنت خياط رضي الله عنها. The first martyr man in Islam was Yasser. Yasser, yes. Sumayya died under the persecution of Abu Jahl. Yes, that's right. Now, why did the Prophet ﷺ command his companions to migrate to Al-Habasha, to Abyssinia? To protect themselves from the harms of Quraysh, that's right. Why the Muslims chose Abyssinia, Al-Habasha? Because of the king there, he was a just ruler. Yes, that's true. A just ruler. Tayyib. How did they arrive to Abyssinia? Openly, secretly? They went secretly, that's right. How many were they? How many were they? Five. 100 men, women, and a child. How did the king of Abyssinia receive them? He welcomed them all. Kindly welcomed them all, that's right. When Quraysh knew of their, they became, fill the blanks. They became angry, that's right. Then they sent a delegation to Al-Najashi, carrying with them, fill the blanks. That's right, carrying with them gifts, yes. And they requested, fill the blanks. They requested send them back. They claimed that the muhajirs, the immigrants, were, fill the blanks. They claimed that they were rebels, yes. They claimed that they were rebels. Naam. Also, they claimed, correct or incorrect now, they claimed that the Muhajirin invented a religion, a new religion. True or false, being their statement. What they said. That's what they said. Okay. The attempt by Quraysh to return the Muhajirs
succeeded through all force.
One of the Abyssinia asked, or the king of Abyssinia asked one of the Muhajirin about their religion. True. The Najashi recognized that it was the truth and he loved it. True. The Najashi's reception of the Quraysh delegation increased in honor after this. False. طيب. Now complete the following. The number of Muslims began to fill the blanks day after day. Began to increase. Allah bestowed might upon the deen by the acceptance of some of the leaders of Quraysh. From them, fill the blanks, son of Abdul Muttalib. Hamza, yes. Hamza. Allah also bestowed might upon his deen by the entrance of, fill the blanks, from the leaders, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhuma. The mushriks began to plot and they decided to boycott Bani Hashim and Bani, fill the blanks, the tribe of Hashim and the tribe of Bani Hashim and Bani Al-Muttalib. That's right. Bani Hashim and Bani Al-Muttalib. They boycotted them because, fill the blanks, they boycotted them because of their defense, support, yes, because of their support, because of their support. Now complete the following. This is group 44 now we have reached. The day or the year in which the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ died was known as the year of grief. And the year in which his wife Khadija died was also known as the year of grief. That's right. The mushriks hanged the article of siege and boycott in the middle of, inside of the Kaaba. That's right.
the mushrik siege of the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims in the valley extended for how many years? This state of siege, 3 years. Yes, 3 years. When that was over, the Prophet ﷺ returned to the spread of the da'wah, yes, the call. The Muslims suffered during this stage of siege to the extent that they ate the leaves of trees. True or false? True. When some of the dignitaries of the Quraysh saw that, they torn the document, they torn it out. True or false? True, yes. The Quraysh took the opportunity of the death of the Prophet ﷺ's uncle and intensified their harm upon the Prophet ﷺ. Under these tough conditions, the Prophet ﷺ decided to go to where? No? Before that. So the Ta'if. That's right. The Prophet ﷺ went to the Ta'if to present himself to its people, but he found the opposite. So he returned to Mecca. Then he began presenting himself to the tribes during the season of Hajj. Then in the 11th year after the prophethood, 30 blanks, men from Medina contacted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many? A group of men from Medina contacted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many were they? No, first one, there were 6. Fill the blanks. They heard what the Prophet ﷺ said. They believed him. And they accepted Islam secretly, fearing Quraysh. They returned to their people informing, fill the blanks, informing them about what? Naam, informing them about Islam. Now, in the 12th year after the prophethood, another group from Medina came. How many were they to contact the Prophet ﷺ? Another group. Now 12. That's right, 12. They met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in, fill the blanks. No. In where?
not Al Arqam, no. In Mina. Mina. They gave allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this allegiance was called Bay'atul Aqabatil, fill the blanks. Bay'a, the allegiance. Al Aqaba, fill the blanks. The Aqaba, first one. Al Ula, the first one. Naam. And Al Aqaba, as you know, is in Mina. Aqaba is in Mina. To the side of Mecca. When they returned, upon their return, the Prophet ﷺ sent with them who? Whom did he send with them? Whom did he send with them? Upon their return, Mus'ab ibn Umayr. Yes, رضي الله عنه. Mus'ab bin Umayr رضي الله عنه. He sent him in order what? To? To teach them their deen and to teach them Quran. A month later, correct or false, a month later, almost every family in Medina had a member or more as a Muslim. True or false? True. In the next year, following the first Aqaba allegiance, 73 men and women came to Mecca for Hajj. They met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where did they meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But where's the place? Where's the place? No, not in the house of Mas'ud. Again, in Mina, yes. In Mina again. In Mina. After the middle of the night. In Mina. And they gave allegiance to him in the presence of his uncle. Fill the blanks. Whose uncle? I mean, which of his uncles? Abu Talib? No, not Al-Hamz. Al-Abbas. Now, this allegiance is known as, fill the blanks, cutting off, okay, this allegiance is known as the second one what? We need to know it. Bay'atul Aqabati Thaniya. Yes, the second allegiance of Al-Aqaba. The second allegiance or pledge of Al-Aqaba. That's right. They gave the word to the Prophet ﷺ that they would fill the blanks. That they would fill the blanks. They would protect him. Yes. Save him from which save themselves in wealth and in insults. That's true. when Quraysh came to know of this second pledge, they feared upon themselves. And that's why their harm upon the Muslims increased. At this stage, the Prophet ﷺ permitted what? He allowed what? The hijrah to Medina. He gave permission for the Muslims to Medina. The Prophet ﷺ informed whom concerning his determination to migrate to Medina? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That's right. They agreed to fill the blanks. They agreed to migrate. When the night came, the fill the blanks surrounded the Prophet ﷺ's house. Quraysh, the Kafirs. Yes. When he ﷺ left his house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled the blanks so they did not see him. Blinded them so they could not see. Now he went to meet Abu Bakr, and then they moved to a place to a cave in Mount what? Thawr. Now, they spent therein how many days and nights? They spent therein how many days and nights? 3. When the Quraysh heard of the departure of the Prophet ﷺ, they gave a prize, they set a prize for whoever captures Muhammad ﷺ and his companion, and this prize mounted to what? Hundred camels. Those who were eager to gain this prize left seeking the Prophet ﷺ and his companion. Did they succeed? No. Upon the arrival of the Prophet ﷺ to Medina, the people of Medina received the Prophet ﷺ, and they were so happy and so pleased. True. The Prophet ﷺ, or the people of Medina, named their
He gave it the name, what? What name they gave to their city? Yes, Madinatu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madinatu Nabi. Allahu Akbar. By Allah, we love the Ansar, we love the Muhajiri, and we hate those who hate them. By Allah, we love the Ansar, and we love the Muhajirin, and we hate those who hate them. So the people of Medina gave their city the name Madinatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why they gave this name to the Medina? Why? In honor and pleasure. In honor and pleasure. What was the name that was given to the Muslims of Medina? Al-Ansar, those who gave aid, those who gave help. Now, what was the name of the Muslims who came to Medina? The Muhajirin. Now, on the journey to Medina, the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr, when they hid in the cave, who was the one who told the other, لا تحزن إن الله معنا, don't be grieved, Allah verily is he is with us. The Prophet ﷺ told Abu Bakr that. That's right. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr that. طيب. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring down upon them? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring down upon them? Sakina. Sakina, tranquility, calmness. And what did he support them with? What did he, the Most High, support them with? Junud, yes. Junud, بجنود لم تروها. بجنود, armies. No, the spider web and bird nest, no. This is not authentic. This is famous but not authentic. No. Well, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? As Allah stated, جَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا. Allah made the word of those kafirs the lower one, and he made his word prevail, the prevalent one, the uppermost one in the Quran. And Allah sent down his sakina, calmness, tranquility upon him, and strengthened him with forces, angels, which you saw not, and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowermost, while it was the word of Allah that became the uppermost. And Allah is Almighty, All Wise. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamd. Yeah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion, لا تحزن إن الله معنا, be not sad or afraid, truly Allah is with us. طيب. Following that, a major turning point in the status
and strength of Muslims occurred. What was that? They were strong to do jihad, the Battle of Badr. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to intercept during this incident of Badr? Why did he decided to intercept the caravan of the Quraysh pagans coming from Asham in the direction of Medina? It would benefit the Muslim to take back what they lost. Yeah, because of the confiscation of the wealth of the Muslims in Mecca, right? That's right. طيب. When Abu Sufyan, the leader of the caravan and the leader of Quraysh as well, one of the leaders of Quraysh and the one who was leading the caravan, knew of the determination of the Prophet ﷺ to intercept the caravan, he changed what? Direction of his route, yes, his route, yes, that's right. And he sent he sent the news to Quraysh. So Quraysh, what did they do when they heard the message of Abu Sufyan? Responded to his call for help, sent their forces, prepared for the battle. Yes, Abu Sufyan was able to escape, and when he saw Quraysh coming, he told Quraysh to what? To go back. He told them that they should go back. Did they accept? Or were they arrogant? Did they accept? They didn't accept. They were so arrogant. Especially their leader, Abu Jahl. How many fighters they had with them, Abu Jahl's troops? They continued the march. How many fighters they had with them? 1,000. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out to meet them, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with him how many? 314 men. Naam. After consultation with the companions, he decided to go and meet Quraysh. The two armies met at what? Badr, yes. Naam. And the battle occurred on a day of the Battle of Badr
took place on a day of 70th of Ramadan. This is the date, the day Friday. Yes, Friday on the 17th of Ramadan. Okay, which year of Hijrah? Second year. The Muslims won the battle. It was a great victory. And in that battle, how many men of the mushriks were killed? In that battle, how many of the mushriks? Yes, 70. How many were taken as captives? How many were taken as captives? How many were taken as captives? Yes, 70. 70 as well. How many were the Muslim martyrs? How many martyrs were from the Muslims? Fourteen, that's correct. Jayid, inshallah we'll stop here. We have covered so far since. Total number of questions are 80. So we still have one session concerning the biography, the questions on the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the beginners and for kids as well. And inshallah ta'ala we move then to the companions, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his biography, and it comes in with other benefits. It comes in a total of about 58 groups, and there will be also benefits after that, inshallah ta'ala.